Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, in 2015, as the war in Syria raged, unprecedented numbers of migrants and asylum seekers headed for Europe, with 1 million arriving in Germany in a single year. As Chancellor Angela Merkel promised we'll manage, the far-right AfD warned of dire consequences for the future of Germany. So, what has happened to those refugees in the 6 years since? Well, to discuss this, I'm joined now from Berlin by freelance reporter Thomas Rogers, who's been investigating this topic and joins us now on the line. And Thomas, we might just start with the big picture numbers, I suppose, and what do the numbers tell us?
Hi, thanks so much for having me. Well, basically, the big numbers, I was doing this research as part of an article for the New York Review of Books, is that the apocalyptic predictions that people on the far right made early on in the influx have simply not come true. Many of the figures that have been released in the past year have been quite optimistic. About half of the migrants now have jobs. About 50,000 have traineeships. 10,000 are enrolled in university. And other figures are also quite optimistic in terms of housing. 75% now have their own apartment or home. That same proportion also feel welcome or very welcome in Germany.
Okay, so 50% have jobs. What about the other 50% roughly? Or does that account for children, is it? Or what are they doing?
Right, so the employment numbers for Germans generally are only about 70%. So 50% and 70%. These figures also, obviously there's children, people who are retired. The population in Germany is actually quite old demographically. So these figures are generally, you know, there's some caveats, but the figures have been quite promising.
The German government has looked at the costs of all of this and the income that refugees will ultimately pay back in taxes. What have they found around that?
So there have been, again, these very dire predictions early on that this influx would be a huge economic burden for Germany. And what has turned out to be the case is that as of this year, the people who arrived in that period will actually be paying more into the country via taxes than they are costing. And then overall, the cost of the influx will be recovered much earlier than most people expected.
In terms of those who are working then, your research suggests that 80% of migrants would have worked in skilled jobs before they became refugees, before they moved to Germany effectively, but only 50% do now. So what does that tell us?
Well, it tells us that it's not quite so simple. There are obviously a lot of people who arrived in that period who are working as engineers, as doctors, various other highly skilled jobs. I spoke with a man who came to Germany in 2015 named Emad Kendakci, and he was a lawyer in Syria, but now works at a temp company called Time Partner that it places migrants in menial jobs. And these people are people who are very highly educated in their home countries, in particular highly educated in Syria. And they're having to sort of make do with a menial work that they sometimes find quite offensive. But Kendakci told me that this is simply the price that a lot of people have to pay for having made this transition or found safety in Germany.
Mm. And I believe there's also particular problems faced by migrants with low literacy who weren't given educational support.
Sure. Yeah. There are people from, for example, from Eritrea, from Iraq, because the influx of migrants in 2015, 2016 was uncontrolled. It was such a huge wave of people. Not everybody has an education. And so a lot of these people, particularly from those two countries, are illiterate. And so it's going to take a lot longer for them to be integrated into the employment market simply because they have to learn a lot more things. And Germany has enhanced its benefits that it provides to migrants since 2005. And what generally has been the takeaway is that these kinds of enhanced benefits have been hugely beneficial towards integration. And so the more resources these people are given, the faster and the better they integrate and the better it is for both them and for the country.
It's really, really interesting. I mean, 1 million people in that 1 year, you know, it's just a huge influx into any country. And some of the smaller towns in East Germany saw huge rises, didn't they, in immigration, 400% rises in some instance. How did they manage some of those poorer rural parts of Germany?
So in East Germany, the influx did dramatically change the demographics. So, for example, there was one district in Thuringia in the former East Germany where the number of quote-unquote non-Germans went up 400%, up to 5% of the total population in that period. And the takeaway in terms of research about how those cities or towns have managed integration is actually also been quite optimistic. People expected that it would go well in large cities like Berlin, which already have large immigrant populations. But surprisingly to many people, small towns, villages have actually managed things very well.
Really interesting. Thomas Rogers, thank you very much for joining us with all of that research. That's Thomas Rogers, freelance reporter, joining us there from Berlin.